Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mark Sapelsa is joining us from Bradley Place. Mark.
Yes.
We have a special mystery guest in the studio with us.
Oh. Hi, little Marky. How are you?
You're kidding me!
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. It really is.
What are you? How?
You know, I just stopped by so that they could embarrass me by making me lose one of the games that Ro plays.
Such a dignified game,
yeah,
too.
I did it very well. Yeah. But I just wanted to hang around long enough to say hi to you and just say, you know, Mark, you and I have spent years in a business where we've worked on deadlines and we've done exciting stories and we've had to travel places at the last minute. And, you know, our life has been filled with that. And I just wanted to say real quickly, I don't miss one second of it.
And you know what? You didn't even have to tell me that because I knew it.
You had an idea?
I knew. You know what? I would text Ron like after the retirement, you know, how's it going? Uh-huh. Great. Just one word.
One word.
Great.
Not even time for a longer
so
time.
So you're doing okay? Yes.
Yes.
You could tell. He was on to the next thing.
That's awesome.
And I will say, at my age, and now that some of the competitive juices have slowed down a little bit, the 9 o'clock news is more attractive to me.
So you're watching Mark.
That's right.
That is true, isn't it? So, like, yeah, I think I'm going to get in bed.
Right,
I know,
exactly.
I find out what's happening.
Oh, gosh. I have the visual right there.
You know, it's funny. When I would text Ron Majors after the retirement and he would give me those one-word answers, I always read that differently, not like an enthusiastic thing, like, stop bothering me, kid. That's the way I looked at it.
I'm not coming on your radio
show. I don't have to talk to you anymore,
right.
You know.
I have other things to do.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Hey, do you still have the beard?
Oh, he does, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Trimmed, though. It's,
okay.
It got a little too long.
Yeah.
I trimmed it a little bit now.
Good. Oh, that's
he
good.
Did. He looked. He had the Unabomber beard for a while.
Yeah.
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 And now
this
he's
looks good, Ron.
Yeah.
Went from
he's got the thing
Duck
going.
Dynasty to yeah to Suave.
So explain that because we got the David Letterman when he did it. We got
yeah.
Jon Stewart. He did it.
It's just
the
Colbert
pain.
Did
it's
it.
A pain
yeah.
in
the butt
yeah.
to shave.
Colbert.
Conan did it.
That's right. Conan.
When
did
they
it.
Let when everybody when they go off the air, they what I say about mine is. It's a line of demarcation. I ain't going back.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, because I grew in the summer, too. And I'm like, and that was for me, too. I was just like, this was me saying, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
No one, if I work on, if Windy City Live doesn't want me to show up in a beard, then I won't show up. They don't want me to show up here. It was so funny because you did it the same time I did it. We had no idea the other one was doing it.
Yeah.
We were both out of town at the
yeah.
time.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it just was a moment where it's like, you know what? I want all y'all.
Yeah.
That blank, all y'all right now.
I saw Ro at the RNC with it, said, hey, that looks good on you. And he said, uh-huh. I think I might keep it for a while. And then presto changeo, I see Mr. Majors, you know, on Facebook
yeah.
with it. Like, hey. This is awesome.
I went to meetings.
I can't do this.
The ladies love it, though. I think you're getting great feedback, Ro, on yours.
From the ladies, yeah.
Really love it.
The ladies.
The ladies.
Because that always goes well for me.
ladies.
It's interesting. I went to the meetings in New York right before the conventions, and these are guys I've known forever and ever at ABC News, and they're all like, what, you didn't shave this weekend? What are you doing? What are you doing? These are all like button-down network guys, types. Like, what are you doing? Why would you?
They're not used to seeing you.
Yeah. Hey, here's a razor. Hey, Steve, find him a razor. Stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just, it's radio. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So it was good. And when I saw Ron, mm-hmm. I saw a picture of Ron before I saw Ron with the beard. Because all of our mutual friends, Mr. Roper, was
Roper, was I?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I didn't know if I should say it. Is it a poker tournament? Legitimate
for charity,
poker tournament.
Probably,
yes,
no?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was.
And Richard did the thing. He took a surreptitious picture of Ron. You know, like, I can't believe this.
That's what friends do.
Yeah, right.
Well, should we tell him?
I saw Ditka over the winter. I did the same thing.
Right,
I saw him.
You didn't recognize him.
I didn't recognize him. And I just, as I pulled out my, and I'm talking to him, I'm putting on my camera, and I'm trying to take a picture of him without him noticing it. Of course, he wants to, hey, what's that thing in your hand? He doesn't even recognize a phone, right?
But he has done the same thing. He's trimmed his up now.
Yeah, he looks
and
great.
And it looks better.
Does
when
look
you
good.
Took a picture of him last winter, you sent it to me and said, who is this? And I couldn't tell you who it was.
Right.
He did that to all of us, and no one got it right.
Yeah. He was on the WGN Morning News Primetime show last night, and people thought he was Kenny Rogers at first.
He does sort of look like
yes.
Oh, I saw that.
We had a couple of those, like, is that Ken? And then he, you know, Ditka opened his mouth, and then it was, oh, that's Ditka.
Oh, there you go.
Ditka. So that is so it is an interesting. But do you like how do you feel about the beard? Do you like when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel like you get extra time or less time because now you have to kind of manage
bit? You trim it and manage it, but I like it. I do like it. It's, yeah. I like it better.
Do people see you on the street and recognize you now?
They still do. Yeah, I mean it's trimmed closely enough you can still see my face, and it's and people are very nice and say hi. You know, there was such a that whole over the top gala they did as I was leaving. As I described it, it's like I was at my own wake, but I got to laugh at it.
Yeah.
But you know that's so firmly cemented in everyone's mind that I was retired that when people instead of saying hi now, they say, "How's your retirement?"
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah, this is the most famous retirement in Chicago in a really, really long time.
Yeah, I think it is.
Right? Since Ditka, well, Ditka didn't exactly retire, did he?
No.
No. But, I mean, it is, that's an interesting thing. Or does anybody ever, like, offer you cash on the street when they're walking by? Has that ever happened? No?
No. Has not happened yet.
Yeah. Good
All right, Mark, it was nice to say hi to you, but it's the quarter hour's coming up, and I'm not getting paid for this, so
right. He's got things to do.
Damn it, I'm not either.
Yeah. Oh, no. I just read my long-form Tribune Media contract, and apparently I'm not getting paid for a lot of this either, so I don't know what goes on there.
But all right, Mr. Majors, enjoy the rest of your
retirement. You know what,
buddy?
Thank
what
you for
we'll
stopping
do
by to see us, Ron.
Can you stay? Can I do the traffic here, and then we'll pick up on the other side there, Mark?
Oh, sure. Sounds
all right,
good.
Hold on one second.
Oh,
okay. Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here. 720 WGN. Mark Sapelsa joins us from the Channel 9 headquarters on Bradley Place by way of satellite. And Violetta, Potter Medic, who is our traffic reporter, has forgotten to mention her sponsor, and I believe that you're going to go to radio jail.
Yeah, I am, but I just wanted to let you guys know that last traffic report was sponsored by KFC. Mm-hmm. Make it easier on yourself this big game day Sunday with a meal that everyone will love. The KFC $20 fill-up, now with 12 extra crispy tenders and all the fixings. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, and tax and substitutions are extra, bro.
You can't put Violetta Pomegranate in the radio jail.
I thought you were going to say in a corner.
That either. Violetta Pomegranate does not go.
Stop turning around.
Right.
You're not supposed to enjoy the timeout.
Right.
Violent and problematic is basically what she is.
Violetta problem?
Yeah, Violetta problematic is what she's going. Now, listen to this, Mark. She and we're letting the millennials loose in Wrigleyville tonight.
Oh, my.
For whatever's going to happen.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
It's either going to be, she is our fun reporter.
Okay.
She's going to be on the streets on Clark Street and Addison, everywhere else, Waveland, wherever the party breaks out. Violetta is going to get body surfed and report on what it feels like to be groped by drunks.
Hopefully not.
And I got the basics on who's playing last time they won a division, you know.
Last time they won a division was you were like 10.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. It was 2008. But now we have, they were in the playoffs, of course, last year. But they, you know, they were the one game wild card.
Yep.
And you'll remember we were at the United Center. That was the Hawks opening night.
Oh, my.
Or it was
I remember this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, I'm not sure it was actually the home opener or it was a.
It could have been, though, because remember it's deeper in the season. So, you know, deeper in the baseball season. So you're right. It might have been opening night.
Yeah, and we were there trying to figure out what we were going to do, and trying to rush out and watch the Cubs game in the bar while that was all happening.
Oof.
That was something.
I was covering the wild card too. Fun reporter on the street.
Yep, and you were at that. So that was that was the beginning of Violetta's little.
That's right. It was the first time we heard her voice.
Is that right?
On this program.
On this program.
So you were so fun, you were heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Now she goes back for round two. In Wrigleyville.
Well, and Kevin's going to be in the stadium along with our Sammy Lemmy Ding Dong Panionovich is going to be in the stadium tonight getting ready for this if they should clinch the division.
Yeah.
And this is very exciting stuff for Wii Cub fans.
It's going to be
I think everyone's really
night.
Just hoping they win so we're not all staring at the TV and scoreboard watching to see what the Cardinals do, a game that could go to
midnight.
12:30.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. Woo-hoo! Back
time.
Into it.
Yeah.
I would put a damper on the celebrations in Wrigleyville tonight.
Well, tomorrow's a gay day game.
That's it. It'll be an interesting stadium thing. It's gay day here at Wrigley
they
Field.
Have that.
According to Sox fans, every day is gay day at Wrigley Field, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah, we don't.
Day
game
tomorrow, so I'm sure the players just want to be getting to bed.
Yeah.
To see, though.
Wait, they have a day game tomorrow. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's what it is. Right
they have that celebration room. They got to use that.
They use that in a regular season game. So tonight, if they do, when it's going to be...
is that the disco ball room?
Yeah, the room is essentially... it's part of the old locker room, and it's this real dungeon-y type room that they are completely fine with them spilling. That's what it was designed for. They have this beautiful locker room, so
kids,
they don't want anything ruined. Just stay in the messy room, and we'll add a fog machine and a disco ball and a stereo. You guys have all the fun you want. So that's their party room.
And how do you get into the party room exactly?
You have to be a member.
What's the password to the party room?
Hey, can I just use your pass, please, Kevin?
I don't think, I have my photo on it, and we do look kind of like Violetta, but I don't think it'll pass. Mm. Ro, by the way, October 12th is, the Cubs would not be playing that day. That's American League postseason day, and that's when the Wet Blackhawks open up.
Oh, so thanks be to God. Yeah, we'll be out there. We'll all be out there at the United Center that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would be, looks like, what is that, game two of the ALDS or something along those lines? So the Cubs should be clear there, so everyone will be able to watch the Blackhawks in peace and not have to be channel surfing back and forth.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. It's gonna be
wild.
I'm already pre panicked about the postseason.
Really? Oh yeah. No. Well, this is a time to be loose.
It's been 100 and some years, so I understand the pre panic.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's like this is the one where it feels. I mean, I went through 1984, and it was not pretty. I think, because I was in college, and I was watching this from the Central Ohio, from Granville, Ohio, and I watched them lose in a horrifying way.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that Sunday, and I just was disconsolate, because I thought this was going to be it, because that team was as great a baseball team as I'd ever seen. Now, this team is better than the 84 Cubs.
And everything has pretty much gone their way, except, and it seems forever ago, Kyle Schwarber's devastating knee injury. But other than that, it's been pretty much smooth sailing for the Cubs this year. Not to knock on wood, still got a couple weeks here till the postseason. But everything has seemed to go their way. So,
all right. Mark, do you agree with this?
Yes, but being an avid baseball fan, I will just say,
and a Cubs fan,
the warning sign is that when it comes to playoffs, it's all about pitching. Okay.
Yeah.
So like last year with the Mets, I ran into a buzzsaw. You know what I mean? And hitting can falter in the playoffs with really good pitching. Fortunately, as Joe Maddon pointed out today, the pitching staff of the Chicago Cubs are even better than his Tampa Bay Rays that went to the series in 08. So.
And they have an embarrassment of riches.
They do. They
it's
do.
Crazy.
They
how
do.
Many great
they are the anointed ones. There's no question about it, which is scary.
Yeah,
and Mike Montgomery, who's beginning spot starts, is essentially their sixth starting pitcher. He could
be in a
lot of teams' regular starting five rotation.
Absolutely, he could be number three on a number of good teams. Yeah.
But you only really need four starters in the playoffs.
Right.
Right.
You right.
Four
just White
person
Sox
rotation.
White Sox proved it in 05.
Right.
Four
because,
horsemen.
Because of what you're getting travel days off and stuff like that. So it changes, and you also want to put your best against your best. Now you have to decide whether you can and we had Kerry Wood on, whether you can transition some of those starters to, because you got this Cal Hendricks, it's just insane, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got Arrieta insane. You got Lester insane. And now the question is, who's your fourth? Who do you want to be your fourth starter? And past that, do you take a guy like, do you take Josh Hamill and make him, you keep him on the roster and make him a middle inning reliever? How do those guys fare when you do that? And you look at can I just tell you something? I was looking, okay. I was just looking at these numbers.
I know this is what you do. You start panicking yourself, right?
Well, it's not panicking.
I
can't believe. I mean, it is kind of panicking. All right. Okay. Yes. I'll admit it's panicking.
Mark, when we went to the game together, it was like Ro was running spreadsheets and like passed them around up and down the row with all these doomsday scenarios. Like, look what could happen here. Do you guys see this?
Every
like,
ball and strike.
Yeah, no, everybody in the entire league. I mean, like, it was.
And right now it's looking like they'll either face the Cardinals, the Mets, or the Giants, one of those three teams in the NLDS. The Giants and Mets have the wild card spots. Those two would, if it ended right now, those two would play in the wild card game. Cardinals half a game out of that. So it'll be one of those three teams, likely.
I would fear the Giants the most.
A lot of good pitching.
Yeah. And it's very tough to win up there in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, because it's like the middle of winter up there.
Yeah, there's that.
The water comes
there
out
is
the ocean.
That. Yeah, you'll see. You know,
AT&T
Jorge Soler with a scarf and gloves on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, and it could get cold here too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But it's San Francisco's got good. San Francisco knows how to win. They're on the every other year plan. That's why
even years
they worry me. Yeah,
10, 12, and 14.
Yeah.
They've won it. This is an even year.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Okay. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Can I just mention Kyle Hendricks, right? Who really became their ace? If you just look at all the statistics, right?
Which worries me about Arrieta. Just like last year, running out of steam. That concerns me.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about him right now.
I know you don't, but
because you have Arrieta. See, if Hendricks runs out of steam, you got Arrieta.
No, I'm saying I worry about Arrieta again.
Okay, but then if Arrieta runs out, you got Hendricks.
Yeah, that's true.
You got Hamill. You got the whip number. Now I know I hate to get all like Nate Silver and saber metrics and all that crap.
Well, that's what it's all about.
But the whip number that's walks and hits per inning pitched for this starting team right here, the whip number is, first
you
of all,
okay over there?
Kyle Hendricks, less than 0.94. Now, most pitchers are like 2, right? And you've got 4 guys who either have a 0.94 or a 1.02, 1.04. I mean, it's like crazy how proficient these guys are keeping people off the bases.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's gotten. He also, if you break down monthly, he's gotten significantly better each month. So you also factor that into who's your hottest pitcher, who's your best pitcher right now.
Yeah.
Josh Hamill's a 1.20, and that still would make him one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Isn't that crazy?
Number.
That's the most important question, though. Yeah. How do I get to the party room?
Where is the disco ball?
The other thing that's interesting is how much the tickets are going for tonight. You heard Judy's report. Tickets that normally are $15 are going for more than $100.
Oh,
standing room only is on StubHub right now for over $50.
Is there a back door to this place? Or
is that all it is $50? It doesn't even
standing
seem that much,
room,
to be honest.
Start at
standing
that,
room,
so I don't know.
Room. So in standing room,
and
is
it starts at that. So
is it jibbity, jip, jip, jip,
the guy,
jip,
you got to go pick it up 7 miles away.
Should go up to Jake Arrieta. What is it that you do? What do you do? You're so tall. What do you do? Do you know what any of these guys look like? Do you have any idea what these guys look like?
Oh, I know what they look like.
Oh, my God. She's putting on her makeup right now. Oh, my God.
Like she might get into the party room.
She is.
We'll have a report from the party room tomorrow.
She's doing the full. This is like the full. She's putting on her eyeshadow or eye. What are you doing? What is that eye thing?
That's mascara.
Mascara. Putting on your mascara?
Mm-hmm.
She's putting on her mascara. She's practicing batting her eyes.
I don't know if I want to make it to the party room. I got to look good.
I'm going to make it to the... Hi, Travis Wood, what do you do?
Hi, traffic reporter, WGN Radio. I have access to this room.
Except no credential, but I'm sure he could still get in.
With her hand out. She does everything with her hand out, like to introduce herself. Hello.
I probably would have a better chance if I just was going out to get to the party room.
That is, yes, that is probably true. All right, girls. Ron. Oh, Ron. Listen,
that's
I just
okay. I get called it all the time.
I know. You probably do.
That's right.
Yeah. That happened to me, too, fortunately. Right. Mark, what do you have on your WGN TV News at 9 or 10?
Well, we will tell you. We'll stay on late if there's a win. The game is not on WGN, but we'll have all your news, and we will stay on to watch Wrigleyville have some fun tonight.
Is this is this Comcast game tonight?
I believe it is.
It is.
It is. Okay.
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, that's in the family.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's all in the family. It doesn't matter where they play. I'm related somehow to all
Edith,
of those TV
turn
stations.
On the TV.
Yeah. All right.
Just follow us on WGNRadio.com.
There you go.
There you go. That's what. And watch Violetta try to scam her. There should just have a camera with you.
You know what?
Scamming your way into the locker room.
That would be a great B-segment story. And now, let's watch radio reporters try and get into the ballroom inside the party room. Inside the dugout at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Violetta could do it.
You know what? Now, this is the challenge. We've set it up right here.
Yes.
Set it up right now. Violetta's got to work her way into the party room somehow tonight.
And periscope the whole thing.
Oh, I'll try.
That'd be a killer.
I don't know if I can record things that are going on in there, but I'll try.
No, you don't have to record it. Just get in. Just get one picture proving you're in there.
Okay.
There you go.
That's the challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the challenge.
One snapshot. I'll share it on Facebook tomorrow.
Yeah, one Snapchatter.
I'm not coming to get you from the security cell, all right, Violetta?
It's not my first time I've been in Cubby Jail.
Okay. There you go. On the watch list then already.
I'll bet you that's for sure.
See, we are revealing information as we speak.
Violetta looks more like one of those people that is at a Sox game being thrown into, that's being carried off the field, right, like luggage, you know, where they take him off. Because she just had a few
too
many.
One of the Ligui sisters?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Come here!
Did you just punch the first base coach, Violetta?
I hated your call. I don't even know what you are. Who are you? Yeah. I love this town. All right. You go ahead. We'll all go. Thanks. We will see you tomorrow, and we'll find out what happened with Violetta's little challenge.
Love it.
Her backstage pass challenge right here. All right. Right now, we're 2 minutes away from Rob Martyr with the WGN News, because Judy had to go out and take her position out there. Where the full coverage on WGN TV News and WGN Radio tonight for the Cubs clinching potentially, because it's in our DNA.